This is Philip Gabbert from Texas. Please tell us about yourself, and I might pop in once in a while and ask you a few questions if that's okay.
That'll work.
Oh, great. Thanks, Philip. You're on.
Yes, here I am living in Texas right now. I was originally born in Texas, but I'm one of those rare people that I call the U.S. is where I was from. I grew up all over the U.S., living in Alaska, Florida, several parts of Texas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Michigan, before I went into the military. But I will like to make a comment about one of the things when I was growing up is I was always taken to church. And one of the problems I've had is I could not understand the true meaning of what they were saying in the Bible. And whenever I asked a question about the Bible, the translations of it and all that, they said that Jesus was always speaking English. And I could not believe that. So that kind of set me on a spiritual run when I was young. When I graduated from high school, which I graduated from high school in Michigan, I joined the military, joined the Air Force, served 20 years in the Air Force, and in my travels, I started studying all the different religions that were out there. One of the big ones that I studied was the Urantia Foundation book, and also I got to know some of the Buddhists over in Japan when I was over there. I learned a lot about the religion of the Buddhists, primarily working with some of the Buddhists over there, and they were learning a lot about the Christianity from me, and because I was a good educator, they actually titled me Sensei as an educator. And during my travels around, I even got the chance to go to Europe and look at some of the translations of the Bible and felt that the translations of the Bible was not completely accurate. I retired from the Air Force in 92 and then got divorced. And then approximately 4 years later, I met Barbara Gabbert, or Barbara Wilburn at the time. And she actually started taking me to her church services after we got married. And I was amazed at some of the decree sessions they were going through. I already knew the decrees. So I knew at that time that was part of Church Universal Triumph, that this was one of the paths that I was looking at. I was open to all the religions, and I knew all the religions were climbing the same path. However, being kicked out of several churches, I knew they were wrong, but yet they were not open to helping people unless it bleeds it their way. Part of the teachings that I saw in the Church Universal Triumphant aspect was the teachings are different for everybody depending on what hill they are climbing or what mountain they're climbing on, but we're all achieving the same path. It wasn't until later on that there was some changes occurring, and I got to meet David under the CUT aspect, learned a lot about the Keepers of the Flame and how we work with Keepers of the Flame. And with David at the time, I knew I would be doing more work with him on down the future. I didn't know how that was going to be. And then when David branched off and did his own group, we brought him down to Texas. And I learned then I will be doing a lot more work with the Heart Center as time progressed. One of the biggest things I learned through David was your time is counted all the time when you try to volunteer and help people in the name of love. And that was the biggest factor that I looked at. Love being spread out through everywhere. If you do it in the name of love, you're doing it in the name of the I am that I am. You're doing it in the name of God. As time progressed, I know I've credited a lot of my success in my business today to my tithing, to my beliefs, to my religious commitment to the Heart Center. And I noticed there's big differences that is occurring where people are seeking me out now instead of me having to go seek them out, whether it be for my business or whether it be for church-related or minister-related activities. They're actually seeking me out today instead of me having to go and try to teach the word out there. They're actually coming to me and asking, what can I help them with a religion? I find that a big, huge difference. Instead of me trying to hustle, It's more now I can sit back and enjoy the life, even though I'm busy as all get out, but I can really enjoy because I know I am making a difference through God, through the words that are being given to me in a spiritual aspect. Most importantly is I know the path that I'm on, that I am successful in my outreach to everybody I come in contact, whether I come out in contact to one person or in a majority of different people when I'm speaking to groups. I've had people come up to me and they said they've watched me. And one of the things is that not only do I talk the talk, but I actually walk the talk that I am actually preaching out there. And today I wish I could do more directly for the Heart Center, but income is also a factor trying to support my family. And I'm very, very grateful for all the opportunities that I have that's laid before me. Now I just got to figure out which paths would be the best one for me to follow. And God is directing me the way I need to go. That's kind of a summary of where I'm at today.
Well, Philip, I thank you for that. And I was trying to ask you a little bit about the places you've lived and also about your children. You have some wonderful children, especially, lots of them. Tell us about your children.
All right, my children. There are eight between me and Barbara. I have four kids, and she had four when we got married. We had six of them living at home. And of all of them, they are doing wonderful. They learn from us for what we're doing. A couple of them are very, very active in some of their societies they're in, particularly Sam. He's still active with the Jedi, and he's getting married next year in December. And then all the kids, I can't say enough about them because of the fact that they're doing such wonderful in their life and in the families that they have. As
well,
far as places where I lived, after I grew up and went in the Air Force, I actually lived in Louisiana, Guam, Colorado Springs, then back to Japan and Germany, where I studied all the different religions. But Japan was one of my favorite places. And then after I retired, about 10 years later, Compact moved me down here to Texas, and I felt like, well, I need to be down here, so that's why I'm back down here in Texas.
Okay, well, and one more quick question, and that is, Philip, you're a very skillful guy, and I think you just recently even got your PhD, and you work for the Heart Center. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
My business is computer technology. What I do is work on computers. I actually help people with their computers, teach them how to use it. I've got my PhD in information technology, so I'm a Dr. It, as most people say. And along with that, I try to help them understand how to get the best out of their communications equipment, because that's kind of where I focus, is on the communication and security of their computers. Security is a big issue, so that's where I became a more specialized focus on security.
Wow. Well, thank you, Philip. That's so very important for so many of us. And the fact that you focus on communication is very interesting. Communication technically, and it sounds like communicating your heart has been one of your great successes. So thank you so much, Philip. Thank you for what you do for the Heart Center, and thank you for being you and the great dad that you are too.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Philip. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.